I'm very happy now to welcome Ellen Bradbury. She's with the Santa Fe Writers Conference. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a conference that happens every year, and writers, both experienced and aspiring writers, are invited to attend. But we are in a very interesting moment right now.
We are.
Where it's not about just getting your book published anymore, because the future of books as a phenomenon, in
exactly.
as a physical phenomenon,
yeah.
is in question.
It is very much in question, and that's what we thought in the past. We've done maybe 27 writers' conferences, a lot, in Santa Fe. We used to do, you know, for poets and fiction and nonfiction and science writers and children's books writers. But right now, it's like the whole game has changed. And the business of finding a publisher, you know, you used to have an agent and an editor. And now people are very well-known authors are driving around with their own books in the trunk of their car trying to sell them.
Right.
So we thought we would really look at this moment, this uncomfortable moment, where you can do a blog, you can do an e-book, you can do publishing on demand, but which one do you want to do, and what's going to suit you the best, and do you want to, you know, devote the rest of your life driving around trying to sell copies of something? So this conference is, we've taken the price way down. I know we can't say the price, but it is not very expensive. And it's June 12th and 13th in Santa Fe at the Hotel Santa Fe. And it's really designed to give people a look at the new landscape of publishing. So do you want to have an ebook? Do you want it to be viral? Do you want to be your own publisher? Do you need an editor? The answer is yes. No matter what,
yes.
You do need an editor. And copyright, because copyright, you know, there's a big Google lawsuit about copyright. And do you want to do global things? And what about rights to foreign rights to books? Foreign rights to books in this country are really being sold at an astonishing rate. So we have somebody talking about that. So it's just a whole new kind of conference for us. We used to do 5 or 6 days of intense, anguishing rewriting,
right.
staying up all night, weeping, and, you know, oh, no, we're not doing that anymore.
This is a weep-free conference.
It should be weep-free, yeah, at least. Yeah.
So here's the big question. Where's the money now in writing?
Oh, boy, that is a big question. Is there money? Established authors, and we have Kirk Ellis and James McGrath Morrison, Sally Bingham, you know, Kirk Ellis, really big.
He wrote the John Adams series for HBO, among many other things.
And those people whose name can command something can still probably get published. But we also have Dorothy Massey talking about the future of the independent bookstore and what's happening there.
Well, so, that's such an interesting question, too, because independent bookstores have been, as we've talked about on the show many times, have been struggling for the last couple of decades. And now they seem to be the only people who actually know their customers. The chains are going down the tubes.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And, you know, every bookstore turned into a coffee shop.
Right.
That seemed to work pretty well. But I think that there is no single answer. And so what we're hoping to do is help people sort of find their way through these new technologies. And I have to say, we've had some great phone calls from people who don't know how to email.
Oh,
I say, well, you better come right away, because it's not the answer. But we have somebody, Rubina Cohen, is going to talk about social networking. And that, I don't know that that's the answer either. But I think that we want to look at all of this and help people find a niche where they're comfortable with the material that they already have written.
And then the question is, are people reading as much as they used to? And what are they reading?
Well, I think they are reading, and that's the Kindle and all of these new books. And I don't know really if they're reading different things than they have read before. I think there's a great increase in book clubs, you know, which have formed as a sort of social thing, which is really very nice.
Right.
Thank you, Oprah. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, she's been amazing. But I think that the future of the book, we're not calling it that. We're calling it Publish and Thrive. I don't know. Thrive. We hope you thrive. But the future of the book, I think the book will definitely endure. But this is more for writers to try to find their way in this new technology, this new bewildering kind of set of opportunities, none of which seem to be perfect. And we have Donald Lamb, who is a great, lovely old man of publishing. He's going to maybe talk about how it was when you went in and had a 3-martini lunch, and then they gave you a big advance, and you went home and wrote the book. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore.
So, oh, those were the days.
Yeah, really.
Ellen Bradbury is with the Santa Fe Writers Conference, which is happening on June 12th and 13th. And the website is santafewritersconference.com. For those of you who don't know how to use a computer or you do email, what's the phone number?
The phone number is 505-982-9301. And I want to say this is co-produced by Creative Santa Fe.
Well, Ellen, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. Podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. Hasta la vista. Ciao.